I'm just in shock along with everybody else.
And that's David Jobman, a cattle producer who lives near Lexington, Nebraska, where the plant is located. And that plant handles about 5,000 head a day and accounts for about 5% of the average daily total U.S. beef slaughter. He thought it was a joke at first, but quickly learned that Tyson's announcement that the plant was closing was no laughing matter.
I'm sure the decision was not made lightly, but that's going to have a huge impact that's going to ripple across the communities around here.
When Tyson announced they were shutting down that particular plant on November 21st, live cattle futures opened limit down. Jobman says the closure will have a negative impact on thousands of beef producers who operate near that Tyson plant in central Nebraska.
Pretty good area that was bringing fattened cattle to Lexington for slaughter, and now you're going to have to find other markets, and added transportation costs are certainly going to be a factor in decision in that.
The announcement comes just weeks after President Trump said he was directing the Department of Justice to investigate the big four U.S. meat packers, including Tyson. Those companies dominate 85% of the U.S. beef processing industry. Tyson says it's laying off 3,200 workers when that plant closes its doors on January 20th. I'm CJ Miller.